Okay, we learned yesterday, we finished the Sugya of Ki and Kesef. We learned that Lamaisa, we learned Kesef from Kicha Kicha and from the Pasuk of, that we had in Gimel Amid Beis, of Yatsachinam and Kesef. The Gemara said that we should really learn it from a Kal V'chaimer, and the Gemara said no. Today we're going to have a little bit of a chazarish here. I want to review something that we learned as man and then plug it in to the Gemara. Problem is that usually when I go back to something we had in the past, I repeat it so quickly that if you knew it anyway, so you understand what I'm saying, and if you don't remember it, you don't. So I try just to review, because it was something very basic that we started this man with. And that was the machlokes zman d'taz on the definition of kesef. Okay, we had right at the beginning of this man, the machlokes zman d'taz, what is taich kesef? The taz held that kesef is what we call kesef kinyan. Kesef is a piece of silver, certain size of a chatzis seira. That's kesef. And what is kinyan kesef? It's kesef kinyan. Just like you give a handkerchief to someone to make a kinyan, it's called kinyan chalibin, kinyan suder. You could do a kinyan with kesef. Kesef is a halacha. That with money, you could do a kinyan. It's a way of going about doing a ma'aser kinyan. That's all. That was the taz sheet. That you look at kesef as a piece of kesef, and kesef kinyan means, you want to do Kinyan Kesef, you do it, L'shem Kinyan, and it works. The Sma held, not that way. He said, what is money? Money isn't anything. Money represents a shavius, a value. And anytime we talk about Kinyan Kesef, we're talking about something that has a shavius, that has a value. And Mimela, the Sma held, you have to be able to buy something with a pruta. If a pruta is so small that it has no shavius, if a pruta is a half of a penny in value, and you can't buy anything for half a penny, it's my hell, that's not kesef. Kesef has to have shavius. The aside of kesef is value. It's the shavius of the kesef. Memela, followed from the sma, that you can't use kesef just dam l'shem kinyan. If I go and I want to make a kinyan with kesef just by giving you kesef, l'shem kinyan, I take a quarter out of my pocket and I say, here's the quarter, with this I should be kind of the house that you agreed to sell me. So the sma holds that that's not a kinyan. That the only time kesef is kaina is if it's given l'shem shavius, it's given for its value. It's given for because of, since it has a certain value, so that's why. That's when kesef is kind of, that's taich kesef, that's what kesef means, that's how kesef works, and that is kesef. So it's a machlokes between the two of them as to what is the taich of kesef. Kesef is taich shavius, or kesef is taich just the object, the piece of silver. So the Taz brought a riot to his shita. The kesef is not shavius. The kesef is kinyan. What was his raya from? Taz's raya was from Isha, from a woman. Taz says, how can you say kesef is kesef shavius? That money is given l'shem shavius. A person can marry, you can get married with money. He gives his wife money. So that's shavius. He's giving the value of his wife. Not shavius. So the Taz proved from there that the taich kesef is a ma'aser kinyan. Kesef is a way that you can do a kinyan. Gzeiras HaKasam. You hand over kesef. It has nothing to do with shavius at all. That was the Taz's raya. You have other raya. This is really his strongest raya. It's from Isha, that Isha you can't say shavius. So how do we answer the sma? How's the sma going to answer? The sma holds that all kinyane kesef are with what? Are with the value, with the shavius of the kesef. All kinyane kesef are kinyane with value. So what do you do by Isha? How does the Sma answer the Tarsus Kasha from Isha? So there are two Mahalchim. We spoke out first the Avnei Meluim. Avnei Meluim held that by an Isha, it's also a Kenyan with Shavis. The Avnei Meluim said that the Taz holds Kesef is Kesef Kenyan. That's the Taz of Shita. Money is just something you give as a Kenyan. But according to the Smaz, that's the Avnei Meluim. Just like when I buy a field. So if I give money, it has to be part of the price of the field. If I buy a field for $1,000, I want to do with a Kenyan of a dollar. That has to be part of the price. It has to be that I give you a dollar, and now I owe you only $999. That has to be part of the Shavius of the field, which is what Kesef Shavius means. He says, by an Isha too. How is it by an Isha? So Rav Nimun said that when you get married, you don't buy the Isha. You don't buy the woman. If you buy the woman, Takanat Shayach Shavius, when you make Shavius for a person. You buy her eligibility for marriage, what we call Ishus. And that Ishus, you could set a value to. A certain value for which there is. So when you get married, whatever agreement you have of Kesef Kedushin, that is B'tayri Shavius. It's taka given in value. And Mamela, the Tazis Kasha falls off. The small hole, all Kenyan, you're kind of for money which is given for value. For the value of the money, you get something. So when you buy a field, for the value of the money, you get the field. When you buy an Isha, so to speak, for the value of the money, you get what? Not the Gufa Isha. You get that she's now ineligible to marry anyone else, just you, what we call Ishas. This we spoke out. At that time it didn't take 5 minutes, but this we spoke out in one of the first shiurim in the year, and the mahalach again was that basically the Taz holds Kesef Kenyan, Sai be Nekech Umemkar, Sai be marriage, and the Sma holds that Kesef Shavius, Sai be Nekech Umemkar, Sai be marriage, all Kinyane Kesef, you're giving money because you're getting something in return. That was the shalom. The Evan Hazel explains the Sma differently, not the same way as the Avnei Meluim. The Evan Hazel says that by an Isha, it's taka not Shayach Shavius. By an Isha, you're taka right. It's not possible to have to call it Shavius. And the Smaz Maida, the Kesef Kedushin, is a type of Kesef Kenyan. The Smaz be Maida to the Taz, by Kedushin it's a different type of Kenyan. It works the Taz Kesef Kenyan. But he holds it works differently. By Mekach Umemka works the Taz Shavius, and by Isha works the Taz Kenyan. It's Takanat identical to two places. And that was the Shita of Devin Ozel. This is the way Devin Ozel holds in the Sma. So, and that I spoke out at a later shiur after we went through with the Avnei Meluim. So basically, the way it turns out is we have the Taz is Mahalach and the Sma is Mahalach. The Taz is easy. Everything is Kesef Kenyan. Everything is very easy like the Taz. The Sma holds Mekach Umemkar is Shavius. Isha. What does the Sma hold by Isha? So now that's a machlokes. The Avnei Meluim says the Sma would agree that it's Shavius. The Sma would hold there it's also Shavius. And the Evan Ozel holds that it's Kesef Kenyan. That by Isha, Kesef is Kesef Kenyan. And the Mela, it's not the same by Isha and by Nekach Umemkar. Okay, this was the basic Yaitzim Yedavarenu from what we had when we discussed this union of Shavius and Kenyan. Now, let's talk about the Sma. The Sma holds that Kesef, you're kind of Isha with Kesef, B'tayr Shavis. You're kind of Mekach Umemkar, B'tayr Shavis. In the Sma, we have a disagreement between the Avin Lulim and the Avin Arzal. That means, in the Sma Shita, is Mekach HaMemker and Isha the same? Avin Lulim says yes. They both work with Tera Shadis. And the Avin Arzal says no. Mekach HaMemker works as Shadis and Isha works as King. Is this the way that that it worked out? Now this is all what we had. This is all the background. Now we come to our Gemara. Right, before we come to our Gemara, let's go to Kicha Kicha first, which is our Gemara, but we had already on Beis Amid Aleph. I think we spoke about Beis Amid Aleph, Kicha Kicha. We compare what and what. So Mekach Mem, Kicha Kicha. We're comparing. Comparing Kedushin to Mekach HaMemker, right? To selling a field. We're comparing the two. So when we learned it, so I told you we're comparing the two, like the Taz, the comparison makes sense. Why? Why? They're both Kenyan. Like the Sma, the way Avni Meluim explains the Sma, makes sense. Why? They're both Kesef Shavius. So you're comparing them. They're both Shavius. According to the Avin Arzal, that Stay Ephraim is Mekach HaMemker, Kesef is Shavius. And by Isha, Kesef is Kenyan. It works a totally different way. So how do you learn Kicha Kicha? What kind of Zereshav is it? What kind of Zereshav is it? It's two totally different things. So, what? So he answered that from the Kunchasei Shiurim, that according to the Avin Arzal, he'll say, we're not comparing selling a field and selling an Isha. The Sefer Shava here works, we just take the word Kesef, which says there, and we say, the Sefer Shava Kiilu, it said the word Kesef over here also. And we're not learning Kedusha from Mekach HaMemker. We're just taking the word Kesef from one place, and the Gzera Shona says Ki'ilu, it said the word Kesef here also. Memela, Kicha Kicha could work, because it's Taka two different Kinyanim. But it doesn't matter if it's two different Kinyanim, because the Gzera Shona just takes the word Kesef from one Parsha, and Ki'ilu, when it says Ki'ika Kishisha, it says Ki'ika Kishisha be Kesef. Well, what I do is I say Kilu it says Kesef. Now I'm learning this parasha. Kika Kishisha be Kesef. So Zak Devin Ozal, I ask myself, is the Shavis that's being sold by an Isha? Devin Ozal holds in Svara, it's not so. You're not getting the value of the woman. So the male one, we have to touch the word Kesef here, must mean king. The Hechrach in the Avin Arzal's Mahalach is the Svara. So we answered on that Beis Amid Aleph, it was fine. Kicha Kicha, initially it was a big Kasha, we had a very stark Kasha. How could the Avin Arzal touch the Gemara? Kicha Kicha, one is Kesef Kinyan, one is Kesef Shavius. So the Kutcher Seshurim came and he saved the day. He said, no, because their Shabbos work that way. You take Kesef from there, you put it in here. So no problem. That was a good answer, and it remains. Now we come to Dalet Amud Beis. Again, we have Kicha Kicha. No problem. So the Gemara, let's learn it out of a Kal V'Chaimer. Let's learn Kesef Kedushin out of a Kal V'Chaimer. Then what? From where? Madach. Where we learn Kesef Kedushin? A Kal V'Chaimer from? Valaydinu, at the beginning of the sugya, the kavachayim ma omer bria sheni niknas bebiya niknas bekesef, so she niknas bebiya ine de she niknas bekesef. What are we learning? Kedusha from omer bria, from omer bria. When you buy an omer bria, that kinya kesef is what? What kinya kesef is it? It's regular Mekach HaMemker. So according to the Taz, it's Kesef Kinyan. And according to the Sma, it's again Kesef Shabbos. True. Amavriya, it's a regular case of Mekach HaMemkar. So it's the same thing. According to the Taz, it's Kesef Kinyan. And according to the Sma, it's what? According to the Sma, it's Kesef Shabbos, right? That's Amavriya, that there's no question. So we're learning in Tavach Chaim. Ma'adachi Amavriya. Kesef is kaina, and B is not kaina. So by Isha, certainly Kesef is kaina. So learning Isha from Amavriya. Comparing Isha to Amavriya. Now, according to the Taz, could we compare Isha and Amavriya? Yes. There is Kesef Kenya? There is Kesef Kenya. Good. Like the Sma. According to the Avni Maluim's explanation, could we compare Amavriya to Isha? Yes. There is Kesef Shabbos. There is Kesef Shabbos. No problem. But according to Devin Ozel learned that Taka by Mecca Chomemka works out Shabbos. But by Isha it works by Teres Kenyan. So what kind of Kavachaymer? We have a rule by a Kavachaymer that it's Dayai Labadin Adin Liyaz Kenidai. That what you're learning out has to be similar to the thing you're learning it from. It has to be similar. So we're learning Isha from Amavriya. If by Amavriya Kesef works B'Torah Shavius, then by Isha it should also work B'Torah Shavius. How could you say, like Devin Ozel, that by Isha works as Shavius and by Amavriya works up Kenyan? Because of Kenyan, how can you say such a thing? I was just saying, one second. First, everyone's saying the Kasha understood. It's a lot of kasha on the Evan Ozel. The whole Evan Ozel that Kedushin and Mechamam are different, Chay doesn't stem with the Kal V'Chaymer. So you're saying that maybe it's not fair, because what are we really learning it from? We're learning from Yud. From every it's a little hard to say that when you buy your Amavriya, the Kesef is not given B'Torah Shabbos. You're buying an Amavriya and you're also eligible for Yiyud. So you're going to say, Chelek of the money I'm giving for an Amavriya is Kesef Kenya, is Kesef Shabbos. Chelek of the money which will end up being Yiyud. That works. It can only work with B'Torah Kenyan. Maybe it's a teretz. We're learning it out from Yehud of Amavriya, then it's not so shver. You know who has this kasha on Devin Ozel? Devin Ozel. He himself is bothered in our sugya. Could be. We learn from Yehud, depending on how we understand the limit of Yehud, of Amavriya, then it could be that they're both issues. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he bothered on him on Kedushin?
Because we weren't learning a Kedushin. There was no Kavachimer in comparison. We said there's no Kesef to Adin, there's Kesef to a different Adin. Alright, so it could be there's no Kesef to this Adin at all, and there is some type of Kesef to the other Adin. Probably not. It's the same money, it doesn't have to be the same long this.
But it could be the same thing. A Kesef, A Kesef Troy, A Kesef of Kenyan to this or that, but it's Kesef.
Mark Stodden doesn't get any type of Kesef at all.
According to philosophy, I found the first the whole point is
he used. The whole point is what? The whole point is from Mecca Chomemka or Avon Amavriya. She's saying the limud is not really from yield.
Right, that's
Rashi. Rashi says. I'm sure which Rashi. Oh, you mean Rashi Shein and Nikasubia. The Masal Abia L'Shem Shifcha and Shafasik B'Kach. And Deka Kenyan is really for Shifchas. Yud comes later. That's certainly Pashpashah in the Gemara. In order to answer Devin Ozel, maybe it's trying to say that he's learning in the Sma different, that the rise from Yud. Not sure. Right, so this is the, again, the Iker is to know the Sman, the Taz, and the Mahalchim of Devin Ozel, the Avnei Meluim. When I learned Kedushin in class 6 years ago, when we learned Kedushin, I asked the same question. And also, I came to class without a Teretz. Someone in the class answered a different Teretz. But to know that Teretz, I just have to be Magdim something. Okay, so let's be Magdim, and then an Am Evriya. How much does it cost to buy an Am Evriya? What's the minimum you have to pay for an Am Evriya? Huh?
Two prutas.
How do you know that? Tysis brings it. The top Tysis by the Yesh Leimar. Top Tysis Meikara, about right it a little more than halfway down, the Yesh Leimar. Ime Hekesh Luchot Avimino Leisagi Pruta Shiu Beis Prutas. That if you learn it from a Hekesh to Amavriya, an Amavriya you can't buy with one Pruta. You need two. Because you need that there should be Geroin Kesef. It need that if the Shiu works, it should be possible to buy her out. So you can only buy an Am Evriya for at least two prutas. That's what Taisi says. Can't learn from a Hekesh. Vekta Marsha, what's going on? If an Am Evriya has to cost at least two prutas, so now one of them in a Kalvachayma. Madach Am Evriya is Nikta Bekesef. Zeche Isha, so what's fair? So what's fair? Isha should also be bit to which two prutas. So, what kind of kavachayim is the Gemara saying? Madacham evriya, you can be kind of a kesef. Zichen isha, but am evriya needs two prutas, so isha should also need two prutas. Zichenishte prutas. So the Marsha answers that our sugi is going with Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin has a shita, which you would be well to know, that Heicha, the Mifrach, Kal V'Chaymer, Lo Yaminan Dayan. That's what that means. Heicha, the Mifrach, Kal V'Chaymer, Lo Yaminan Dayan. When you learn a Kal V'Chaymer, so what's an example of a Kal V'Chaymer? Madach, if someone is Mivaze, does something wrong to a father, they'd be embarrassed for a week. So if somebody does something, can I get a Ravina Shalom? So certainly you should be embarrassed for 2 weeks. Right? That's by Miriam, right? We have the Kavachai. Madach, Halaisi Kalev, Shiva Siyamim. If she did something like this to her father, she'd be embarrassed for a week. So if she does something to her Ravina Shalom, she'd be embarrassed for 2 weeks. So we say, Dayai. What does Dayai mean? It means, for a Kavachai, you can't learn more than the thing you're learning from. You're learning from her, if she embarrassed her father, if she does something wrong to her father, she'd be embarrassed 1 week. So to the Rabbi Nishalayim, it should be 1 week. But you can't say 2 weeks. You can't say more than the thing you're learning from. So the daya, the Kavachayimah works with daya. Daya means it can't be more than the thing that you're learning from. You could say, Madach, the Churban Bayis Rishon. They would convey a tainis. So Churban Bayis Sheni, which was worse, still didn't make a tainis. But you don't say that on the Bayis Rishon there was 1 day tainis, Bayis Sheni should be 2 days tainis. No such thing. A Kavachaymer can only be as much as the thing you're learning it from. That's daya. The Tarfin holds that Hecha the Ikal Amifra Kavachaymer Layamin and daya. If by saying daya you're not left with a Kavachaymer at all, with no limud, then we don't say daya. Which means, in the case of Miriam, he said, if she would do something wrong to her father, she'd be embarrassed for a week. So the Rabbi Nishalayla, it should really be 2 weeks. But I 1 week. So that's not Nifrach Kavachayim. It doesn't slug up the Kavachayim. You still have a Kavachayim. It teaches you 1 week. So Lamaisa, you have a Limud. Kavachayim teaches you 1 week. And Dayayla Baman Adin, we ask Kanidin. So the Kavachayim is, it works. We learn out 1 week from Miriam. However, if you would have a Kavachaymer, and by saying Dayai, Mifra Kavachaymer, the Kavachaymer would be useless, there would be no purpose in the Kavachaymer. So Tarfin holds that you don't say Dayai. If it ruins the Kavachaymer, then you don't say Dayai. That's Rav Tarfin Shita. That's a good question, and I can't explain today. Okay? But, So the Rasha says, "Yesh li yashev the asik rab tarfin da mehechad the mifra kavachaim alei amin and daya." Okay, Gavna will have a taisis daf hey dibra maskel chupa. We'll have a similar thing in the top taisis on the Amid base. Okay, asik rab tarfin. There he brings rab tarfin by name, which means the asik is rab tarfin. If you're going to ruin a kavachaimer by saying dayai, it has to be similar to the place you're learning from. Then you don't say that. So getting back, that's Taisvis and the Masha, and that's Yishno Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin Shita. And you don't say that when it ruined the Kavachai.
How is it
careful?
Because
they
want to get something out of it, that's a careful?
Over here, meaning in which case?
Over here, in the higher world. You want it to be one fruit, but it's not.
The one fruit or two fruit is, or they have an Azim?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, right. Yeah. So, so what does the Masha mean? In Taisvis,
you say, well, it's not a parallel Kavachaymer, it's still a good Kavachaymer. It doesn't tell us what I want it to tell me.
Okay. I'm not sure how to answer that. I'm not sure. It seems that Taisvis is saying that I can learn out of a Hekish, so therefore the Kavachaymer teaches something more. But, I'm not sure that's what the Masha means. That's what seems the Masha. But getting now to the Evan Ozen. Why was the kasha we had at the Evan Ozen? Again, we're learning Isha from who? From Amevriya. And we're saying, well, if by Amevriya it's Mekach Memkar, which is Kesef Shavyis, and now I'm learning a Kavachaymet that Kesef should be kind of by an Isha, but by an Isha it's Kesef Kenyan. So Dayoy Labam and Adin, you can only learn out Kesef Shavius from Amavriya. You can't learn out Kesef Kenyan. Right? That was the Kasha and Evan Ozel. That you can only learn out from Amavriya what you have by Amavriya, which is Kesef Shavius. You can't learn Kesef Kenyan to Isha. That's not the same as the thing you're learning from. That's Dayoy Labam and Adin Lias Kenyan. That you're learning it from there, and over there it works B'Toras. Shavius, so here should also be Matar Shavius. But according to Reb Tarfin, that will ruin the Kavachaymer. Right? Because Devin Ozel says that by an Isha there is no Shavius. So that will ruin the Kavachaymer. If you have to learn Kesef Shavius from Amavriya to Isha, you can't, because by Amavriya there's Shavius. Isha, Devin Ozel holds, there is no Shavius. There's not Shai and Shavius by an Isha. So that would be Mifra Kavachaymer. Since that would be Mifra Kavachaymer, therefore I could learn Kesef Kenyan from Kesef Shavius. That's the that would answer the Kasha and Evan Ozel. The Sugya is going Rav Tarfin. So you could learn something that's different by a Kavachaymer. Because see, over there it's Shavius, and over here it's Kesef Kenyan.
Why?
But Dayal Abam and Adin. It is, because remember we said in our community in this man that has, if I give Kesef just L'Shem Kenyan, not L'Shem Shavius, does it work? So the Sma said it doesn't work. Only Kesef Shavius works. Kesef Kenyan doesn't work. Right? Sma that has, my did a Kesef Shavius works too. Right? But it is a chayim. Okay.
Because
So you're saying is that there's no one like your teretz anyway, so if you want this teretz, okay, it's fine. So I'm not even having two teretzim anyway. But, alright, this is Shakla Vitaria. Again, if the taz of the sman, I mean lum, and not on your fingertips, make sure by chazara that you chazar it over, it's going to come up again and again. I warned you when we started the year. Taz and the sma comes up continuously. And if you don't have on your fingertips the taz and the sma, you need a chazar on it, make sure that you chazar, you know the taz and the sma, the avnim luim. Otherwise, it's going to happen often this year that you're going to lose me. Because that's something you have to have on your fingertips. All right? The taz and shita, the sma shita, the avnim luim, the avnim luim. Those are my halach. All right. So that's one chazar. Great chazar, one more. One more Indian that we discussed. All right, let's see the Gemara first. I want to just pass over the last two lines of Gemara, and then I want to again bring back something that we once discussed. The last three lines before the end of the sugya. Ikas of Rahman of Yatzachinam. Right? It's a very important Gemara. I would have thought that if she does what? She does Kedushin, then it's a good Kedushin. What does that mean? So she goes over to him and says, here's a ring or whatever she gives him. She gives him something, she says, with this ring, you'll be, Harry, what's right, she's lost, Piscadishly, you should be married to me for this ring, because I would think it's good. Kamash Malan, it's no good. Rashi holds that that's Pshat in the Gemara. Say, the Amira is coming from her, and say, the Maisa giving over the ring, is, or whatever the Kesef is coming from her. That's Rashi Shita attached to the Gemara. Tysus disagrees. The Taisvis, Dibra Maschal Heicha, in the last two lines of Taisvis, and it's a tricky, the language of Taisvis is a little tricky, but Taisvis is saying that we never really had a Havamina that the woman is giving the ring. No. We know that the man is giving the ring. No, we know the man is giving the ring. Just I would have thought her Amira is a good Amira. That she could say the Hariyat. No, she'll say what? Hari Ani Makudesh Lach. As Taisa says, Yeshafar Shemeris Hari Ani Makudesh Lach. So what's our Gemara saying? Kikach Velaki Sikach. When he gives the ring and she does the talking, she says Hari Ani Makudesh Lach. So I would think that's a good Kedushin. Kamash Malan, no. That Sai, he has to do the Amira, and Sai, he has to do the Nesina and the Amira, both. So which is a bigger Chiddush, Rashi or Taisvis? Who's saying a bigger Chiddush? Who's saying a bigger Chiddush in Halacha? Rashi's saying that I would have thought she could do both. Kamash, she can't do both. Taisus is saying, I would have thought she could do the Amira. Kamash Malam, she does the Amira, it's no good. In the Kamash Malam, Rashi, Taisus is much bigger Chiddush. Taisus is saying that even if he gives the ring, Nasan who? Va'amra he gives the ring and she speaks, it's also no good. Kikav like he speaks. So in the Halacha, Taisus is a very big Chiddush. What? Could be Rashi would agree, but what our Gemara is saying like Rashi that she can't do the whole thing, and like Taisus is saying that she can't do just the Amira Balaam. She can do the Amira, even if he gives the ring. It's a bigger chiddush. It's a bigger chiddush than Rashi. Now, why do you need an Amira by Kedusha? Why do you need to say anything? Why didn't you just give the ring? Huh? Why do you have to give the ring? Why do you have to say anything? What? So pashim shad, you have to show what your kavanah is. You have to know why you're giving the ring. Why am I giving the ring? Pashim shad, it's a gilui das. That's why you need an amira. Rav Baruch Beis said b'shem Reb Chaim that what? That amira is a part of the ma'isa kedushin. It's not just a gilui das. Pashim shad is the amira is a gilui das. Rav Baruch Beis said b'shem Reb Chaim that the amira is a chelik of the kedushin gufa. Or Baruch Be'er is for Baruch Be'er's mahalach, Reb Chaim's mahalach, that the amira is part of the kedushin is basically muchrach in our sugya.
Why?
Because let's first talk about Taisus. What does Taisus say? Ki yikach v'lay ki sikach. Teaches us what? That you can't do what? She can't do what? Amira. Right? Ki yikach v'lay ki sikach. She can't do the amira. 1 minute. If amira is just to show what he's thinking, so what is there as a kasev? We have to know what he's thinking. If you know what he's thinking, it's good. If you don't, it's no good. So when she says something, you don't know what he's thinking, so of course it's no good. No? If he nods his head and he shows he knows what he's thinking, then it is good. If he doesn't nod his head, if he doesn't, it's just no good. If you hold amira is not a halacha, it's just you have to know what's going on in his mind, it's the gilui das. So I'm learning out of kikach, like kisikach, that what? That she can't say it? If she could say it or not, it's a svara. When she says it, do we know what he means? It's a svara shayla, that's all. Not a din. So that's Rav Baruch Be'er. According to Rav Chaim, it's very geshmak. Ki yikach, like yisikach, teaches us that the whole ma'isa kedushin has to be him. The whole ma'isa kedushin has to be him. And amira is part of the ma'isa kedushin. So Memeila teaches us that it comes from him. And it's very geshmak, because ki yikach goes, sayon, the giving of the ring, and sayon, the amira. The amira is part of the ma'isa kedushin. And that's ki yikach v'lay ki sikach. So enticement is certainly mashma like Rav Baruch Be'er, like Rav Chaim. In Rashi also, why does Rashi bring up the topic of Amira? And she says so and so. Pashit, Rashi holds is talking she gives the ring. And so Rashi, the main thing is that she gives. What's the difference who says? Saying it's just a gilui das. But even in Rashi stresses that she's sai giving and sai saying, because they're both part of the Maisa Kedusha. The Maisa Kedusha is the giving and the saying. Saying is part of the Maisa Kedusha. So it's the Mashmois HaSugya is very strong, like a Baruch Be'er. That Amira is part of a Maisa Kedusha. Memela, Ki Yikach, V'lay Ki Sikach, tells us who says it. If you would learn the other way, that Amira is just to tell me what's on your mind, I don't even exist a kasuv. If I have to know what's on your mind, so we'll figure out what's on your mind. Best not be dadu. Could we figure out what's on his mind? Pasuk teaches us a din. If Amira is a din, then it's very geshmak. Yikach v'lay ki sikach. Then it's a din that he has to say it, not she. So this is the second nekuda, Rav Baruch Be'er. Again, it's just going to come up. There's a Gemara later. The Gemara later that says Nosan hu for Amra hi Stekahu. Gemara later is going to say that if Nosan hu for Amra hi, that's a suffix. It's a suffix if it's a good kiddush. What's the problem with that? It doesn't stem with Taisus, because Taisus says that it's Xeris HaKasim Kikach HaLaisikach that Nosan hu for Amra hi doesn't work. So Rabbi Chanan asked the Kasha, and in Yitzhak Hashem, when we get to that Gemara shortly, we'll come back to it. But again, before I go weiter, Taisus learns that this Kiyikach like Kisikach is going on Amir, that she can't do the talking. Rashi learns that it's going Sayan the Amir and Sayan the Nisir. She can't do the whole thing. That's the Masalikas Rashi. Taisus had to learn the Taich in this list. Last piece of the Gemara. Okay, let's learn the last piece here on the Amid. It's a very easy piece of Gemara, except for one line. Right? Which line? Actually, it's pretty. The whole Gemara is easy. It's only we're gonna have only one Shvara Kaddish. Ubala Malayim Shniknis Mebiya. That's easy, right? No kicha kicha, no nothing. It's the pasuk. Ki kachi shesho baala baala is kinyan biya. In fact, the Gemara halay dinu. Gemara from a kavu chayim. Ma yavam mesheni niknis bekesef. Niknis bebiya. Ma dachi yavama. Who doesn't have kinyan e kesef? You could be kind of bebiya. This says the shemeres ibo, the shemeres yavam, the brother, the living brother, is kind of how it be. Zush niknis bekesef, in addition niknis bebiya. So I have a kavul chaimer. So what do I need a baala for? If the Gemara, no, you don't have a kavul chaimer. Amar bria techiach. Shnei v'kesev ein niknis bebiya. So mele the kavul chaimer is off. The kavul chaimer is off. Then it's good to have a gzeres hakasa. In fact, the Gemara mala amar bria she'ein kinyan al shum ishus. What taych here? Mala amar bria. Shankyana Shemishus. We're asking now that you can't be Machiach from Amavriya. Amavriya is Shankyana Shemishus. What does that mean? So Avada. He is not Shaykh. Right? Amavriya, of course, he is not Shaykh. You say Karka is not Nikas Tabiya. It's not Shaykh to hit by Karka. So by Amavriya, of course, Shankyana Shemishus is not Shaykh. No, it's a Gavaldic account. The Gemara is very good. Problem is, what happened to Yiyud? Meshech Achma. This line of Gemara, Malah Mevriya, She'en Kinyana L'Shemishos, is telling us that you can't bring a Raya from Biyav and Amevriya, because Amevriya is no Shech is to Biyav. In the top of the Yamid, the Gemara said, Malah Kavachai, Malah Mevriya, She'en Niknis Bebiyah, Niknis Bekesef. The top of the Yamid, the Gemara said, Amavriya Shayna Niknis Babiya is a riot. So over there, Ma Amavriya Shayna Niknis Babiya was a riot. So we had a problem. What do you mean? Amavriya has no connection to Bia. So we said Yiyud. Ashachma said Yiyud. And the bottom of the Yamid, the Gemara says, Amavriya ain't Kinyan al Shemishus. Why don't we say, yeah, there's Yiyud? Like a steer of two Gemaras. Top of the Yamid, the Gemara brings a riot. Amavriya has no Bia. Bottom of the Yamid, the Gemara says, it says the opposite. It says, Malo Amavriya, Shein Kinyan al Shemishus. He can't bring a Raya. Hakin is not a Shemishus. So the Meshech Chachma himself answers this in the next paragraph. After the paragraph, when he explains the top Gemara, he explains this. It's a really a svara that you have to sit down and think through. I'll tell you the words that he says. It's not sure if you'll cop right away. It's a very, they're very deep understanding. But take the words, and then I'm going to rephrase it in my words, which I think are a little more easier. And then you'll think it through. Afterwards, you'll see that it follows. On the top of the Amid, we're trying to learn to be marbe kinyanim, more kinyanim. Being marbe kinyanim. We're trying to be marbe kinyan biyan. And kinyan kesef also. On the bottom of the yamid, we're using amavriya to be memayit kinyanim. We're saying, from amavriya, I'll prove that biyan doesn't work. Amavriya she'enik nisbe biyan. Trying to be memayit kinyanim. So zot demeshecha. On the top of the Yamid, when you marbe kinyanim, so you can take yud and say, look, through an amavriya, this yud, which works with kesef and not with bia, so I'll be marbe that yeshesish, which does work with bia, should certainly work with kesef. Try to be marbe that just like kesef works there by ama, by yud, it works here also. So you marbe kinyanim, makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. By amavriya, I see that kesef tuzayf yud. So by ishesish, it also should. To be marbe kinyanim, it could be marbe. That you see it works by yiyud, so it works here too. Makes a lot of sense. On the bottom of yamid, we're trying to be memayit kinyanim. We're trying to say, by oma vriya, bia doesn't work. So by isha also, bia shouldn't work. That's what we're trying to say. You want to learn isha from yavama? No. By oma vriya, bia doesn't work. So by isha, it also shouldn't work. When you're memayit kinyanim, I can tell you no. You know why bia doesn't work by an oma vriya? Because she has both kesef and yud. So that's why Ma'alom Rabbi Yashen Kiyan Lashem Ishus, since she has both. So that's why Bia doesn't work, because Bia has nothing to do with the kesef half of her. You can't prove from there that by an Ishus Ish, Bia doesn't work. By an Ishus Ish, it's totally Ishus. By an Amav Ria, it's partially Mecha Chomevka, partially Ishus. So to say that by Amav Ria, we don't have a Kenyan Bia, and therefore by Isha we should not have, you want to be Memayit Kinyanim, you can't prove from Amav Ria that by Isha Bia shouldn't work. Because Isha is totally Ishus, and Amav Ria is partially Ishus. Now, this difference is only something that you can think through in Svara. It's not something I can just tell you when you hear it. You have to ask yourself, is it Mukhruch? You have to sit down afterwards and just ask yourself, is it Mukhruch that by Amav Ria a certain king doesn't work? Is that Mukhruch by Isha shouldn't work? And you'll see that there's no hechrach to be memayit kinyanim, but to be marba, it does follow. That if it works by yiyud and mamin, it certainly should work by ishus alone. You think it through, you'll see that the Meshech Chachma svara is a good svara. Just it's a very tifa svara. Okay, the Gemara ends. Talmud leimer ovala lama lukra asila. Why, Taket, don't you learn it from a Kavu Chayimah from Yavama? Gemara said that it's a good Kavu Chayimah. Amar Rav Ashi. Shem Di'ikulameimah me'ikara d'ina pircha. Because the whole limud from Yavama is not a good limud. Me'ikha kamaisis lama Yavama. Ma'alev Yavama shekein z'kuka v'aymedes. Taimer v'zu shekein z'kuka v'aymedes. What does that mean? A Yavama is... What does z'kuka v'aymedes mean? She's what? She... With whom? So Rashi explains that the bottom Rashi, just the poshet, uptight of Yavam, shekein zkuka v'aymedes lezeh machmas kiddushei hameis ve'biya bar al ligmar aval kinyan de meikara lo. Aloi vame is a kuka v'aymedes. Time is that she's going to tamalay mobal. When a man dies and leaves a wife without children, at this moment the woman is what? Is she an Ishus Ish? Huh? No. Not an Ishus Ish. Is she Mutzel Lashuk? Also not Mutzel Lashuk. She's in between. Why is she in between? You can learn it two ways. You can learn it's a new Isser called Shemeres Yavam, a new Isser. Or you can learn, like Rashi's explaining on Gemara, it's a hemshuch of the old marriage. The Yavam was married, the Yavama, she was married to this man, the man died. She's not mamish and eshes ish in the sense that if someone's bayil, like it's chayav misa. But there's some remnant of the old marriage, something remains from the old marriage. What's a nafkamina? Can you think of a nafkamina? Size asud. I'm talking about Yavam. It's not a Gemara shir. We're learning Parshas Kiseitze, the Parsha of Yavam. So a woman, her husband dies. She's also l'shuk. So I tell you, Chakir, why is she also l'shuk? Is it a hemshuch of her first marriage? That there's still a hemshuch of the original marriage? Or is it a new Isser called Shemeres Yavam? Well, I'll be a nafkamina. L'chaira, one nafkamina. Would be, let's say she's Mizan when she's a Shemeres Yavam. Let's say right now she's Mizan. Normally, if a married woman is Mizan, the Ratzin, she becomes Asa to her husband. Right. If a woman, a shemeres yavam is mizana, does she become usher now to the miyabe? Does she become usher? The stifler says it depends on two ways of learning. If you learn that it's a new isser, shemeres yavam is a new isser, so then she did a different isser. It has nothing to do with the yavam. The yavam can still be miyabe her. If you learn it's a hemshah, that the first husband's marriage is nimshach with the brother, so one hemshach of a marriage, the way Rashi here says, then if she's mizana, she's like a saita, and she's aser, and then she'll be aser because she was mizana tachta, she had some shaykhs. But the second husband is also a hemshach of the first. Rashi says, "Lizem achdushenes, ve'ein biyaba ela ligmar." The second husband is only finishing the first husband's kinyan. Rashi's learning that he's learning pshat the gemara is kuka by nedes that a yavam is a hemshach of the old marriage. So yavam is a hemshach of the old marriage. So if you mezana tachtav, it would be his nus. Second nafkamina, the disciple says, if her first husband was a kayin, she's now a kayin, and her husband dies, now she's going to be miyabim, the kayin's brother, who is obviously also a kayin. Kayin's brother is a kayin. During the time she's between the two men, is she allowed to eat truma? During the time that her first husband died, and she didn't marry the second, the yavam yet, is she allowed to eat truma?
Yeah,
it's the same thing. If you learn until she does lois, until the woman gets a get, she can eat truma. Until she does lois, maybe she can eat. That's a shayla. So it depends. If you learn a shemeres yavam has an iser, it's a new iser, so then she's a regular amana. She can't eat truma. Amana's kayin doesn't eat truma. She has no children. If you learn it's a hemshuch of the first marriage, that the first marriage is nimsheches, so then she could eat shul. The stipler, interestingly, the stipler's in Yavamis, Simon Tezvav in the old prints, I don't know, the new ones. The stipler learns this yisait, that a woman is a hemshech of her first marriage. The stipler says that's true, l'kuli alma, based on a Gemara in Kedushin Daf Dalet on the base. From the Gemara in Mesechtas Yevamis, a whole big Mesechta talks about Yevamis. There are shayles Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, there are a lot of sugyas. The stipler doesn't have a raya to push it to shayle. From Daf Dalet on Beis Kedusha, from this line, Mali Yevamis and Kukavai Medes, especially the way Rashi teaches it, the stipler brings a raya that L'kuli alma, whether you hold in that sugya, Yezika, Einzika, whatever the sugya is on Yavamis, but that L'kuli alma, the second marriage is a hemshech of the first. Which I think the way we always learned, when we learned Chumash in class, and our Rebbeim always taught us, that Yibum is a hemshech of the first marriage. The disciple says that the Hechrach is from this Gemara, from this Kukavai Medes of this Gemara. There's an Agav line here in our sugya.
Why is more Misa
then? It's less. It's less. It's not a full. It's not a full thing. It's a certain hemshah. Not. It's not the full hemshah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. It's like being. She's like half married. She's like half married. She's not fully married. Her husband's dead. So when she'll have a live husband, it'll be full. Okay. So with this, we finish the Amid. We go on to the next amid. A lot of what I spoke out today is things that you have to work out in the shakla vitaya of the Gemara.